In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. That we may be delivered from our tribulation, wrath, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. I've said that petition thousands, literally, of times. It's in the service for Vespers, Matins, Liturgy, and other services as well. It's a very common petition. And I think that when we hear these petitions, we should take them into our hearts. They should be alive in us, as the scripture said today, energized within us. This is my favorite petition. And for me, this is my personal reflections. It is basically wholly spiritual. It's not talking about being free of hunger or of persecution of the body or of any necessity that we have in this life as having a body. When I hear it, I hear a plea that I take to myself as my plea to God. Tribulation is many things to many people, but I think the worst tribulation is that of the soul. When the soul is without God, when the soul has wasted its time and not redeemed the time, when the soul has lived and yet not lived and not become alive as God intended. That is the greatest of tribulations. Now, of course, there's terrible things that happen in the world. Hunger, murders, rapes. They're happening systematically all over our country, all over our world. But the tribulation that this speaks of is the tribulation of the soul. We're begging God that we would never be without Him. That was the greatest loneliness there is. And when we pray to be free from or delivered from wrath, for me, wrath is to be in God's presence and be unprepared, to be unable to bear Him. Now, certainly the scripture talks of the Lord being a panther and a lion and a bear and an avenger, and all these other human things that, of course, God is not. God is not angry. God does not wish to kill. God does not wish to torment. But God is who He is. And those who cannot be in His presence will perish. And they will feel His presence as what we know as wrath. So basically, this petition is saying, Lord, help me to become prepared to be in Thy presence. I always think when I read this petition, sort of there's the image of the transfiguration and how the apostles, whom Jesus loved very much, and they loved Him very much, and He was a father to them, and they could tell Him and ask Him any question, no matter how silly it might be, and they could appear foolish to Him, and He would gently rebuke them. They were perfectly comfortable with Him. They knew He would not abandon them. They knew that He loved them. And yet, when Peter, James, and John went up to the mountain, and the Lord showed them who He was, and the uncreated light of God, which of course was of His nature, since He is God and man, when it shone so brightly, they could not bear it. They were afraid, they were befuddled, they were confused. It was too much light. Sometimes, especially in the church, when I see the lights are on and yet there are still shadows, like now, we see lots of shadows. You really can never be without shadows. No matter how bright the light is, there's shadows. I think that in the next life, there will be no shadow. The created, uncreated light of God will shine everywhere. There will be no shadow. There will be nothing unexposed, unrevealed. Everything will be made known. And we must be ready for this. This petition is basically saying, Lord, I'm not even close to ready yet. I don't know how to get ready, but thou knowest. Deliver me from wrath. Make me ready to be in thy presence. And then necessity, we are asking the Lord to deliver us from. From all necessity. Well, some people would think that this is a petition for the needs of our life, like our daily bread kind of idea. But for me, it's always meant that this is a petition to the Lord. This is a groaning of the soul, saying, Lord, I don't want to be a slave anymore. I don't want to have anything necessity be a necessity to me. I don't want sin to be a necessity to me. I don't want to be forced to do anything that is not good, that is not right. I don't want to feel anything, think anything, be anything, do anything that is not right. But I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to become that person. The law of necessity is constantly in my life. I hate it. I despise it. It's slavery. Because sin is slavery. Sin creates necessity. If someone slaps me, I am old enough now and have grown up enough now that I don't even think of slapping them back. But I do get angry. If someone curses me, perhaps I would not curse them back, but I would be indignant in my heart. That's a necessity. It's almost automatic for some of these sins. And that's necessity. And I don't like it. The church doesn't like it either. You see, even in our simplest services, even if we're serving a beleben, we're praying deep theological things that our soul needs. We need to be delivered from these things. And if we take these things to our heart, then God truly will give them to us. You have to, as we say, own it. When this petition is said, it should resound in your ears and resonate in your soul. Because you should see in yourself a person who is governed by necessity, is a pawn, a slave of your passions. You shouldn't like it. By the way, it should make you angry. Anger, or the insensitive property of the soul, is a good passion. The Lord has that passion, if you can say as much. Of course, the Lord is without passion. But the Lord does have in himself the property of anger, proper anger. That is, to be motivated to do good and to fight evil. Not only to fight evil, but not even to be evil. Of course, in the Lord, his anger is perfect, since there is no evil whatsoever. There is no shadow whatsoever in him. In us, our anger is imperfect, because not only do we still have our anger coexist with other sins, but even our anger becomes a sin when it is polluted by our other passions. But you should feel anger against your sins. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Not for you or anybody else. We weren't born to be slaves to sin. We weren't born to be incapable of being in God's presence without being burned up. We weren't born to have this aching angst of soul that many people have just by existing. They don't even know how to live. And they feel the pain of life. Life should be beautiful. Life should be free. This is what we're asking for here. That we may be delivered from tribulation, wrath, and necessity. God grant it. Amen.